yeah, it's 6:01 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never worse from the 50s through the turn of the century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, there'll be songs about work. Either work in the title or job in the title. And if it isn't in the title, it's going to be part of a big part of the lyrics. Because tomorrow I retire from full-time work. After 55 years of making toothpicks out of logs. Anyway, let's get on with it. Oh, programming, though. Next week, no Desperate Hours. It is Independence Day. We will be unavailable. But there will be Tears and Alcohol, an episode of Tears and Alcohol on Friday, July 5th at 4 p.m. Eastern. More on that later. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Till my feet were tired, I was low, I just couldn't get hired. Saw a sign in a grocery store, help is light, and we need some more.
I got a job.
Sha-da-da-da, sha-da-da-da.
I got a job.
Sha-da-da-da, sha-da-da-da. Sha-da-da-da, sha-da-da-da.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
I gotta make it for you.
You're listening to The Desperate Hours with Alex Pierre.
Play some music, please.
Come on, some rock and roll, anything. WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Backing me up tonight are Danny and the Demons and Countdown. Track originally released on the Double D label, 1963. I got off the compilation, Strumming a Mental Part 3. Came out on Link Records. Just heard the Jets. They're from the Netherlands. Worker in the Night, track originally released in the Netherlands on Fontana in 1966. But I ain't gonna lie, I got off the compilation, Pebbles Volume 23, Pollen Part 2. Came out in 1988 on AIP. Well, that's the Subway Surfers. Yes. Dreaming About Work, channeling the Flesh Tones from the compilation Vindicated. Came out in 2007 on the Dirty Water record label. But at the Isley Truck, I played quite a bit over the years. The Isley Brothers, A Work to Do, from the Brother, Brother, Brother LP, 1972 on T-Neck. And we kicked off the set and the show with Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and Got a Job. From the Anthology, came out in 1973 on Motown, originally released on End in 1958. Anyway, next week, no Desperate Hours. I will not be available, but on the 5th, there will be a special episode of... There will be a special presentation of Tears and Alcohol, Dark Country from 1950 to 1975. And that will be from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And I will be sending out an invitation for that on the Desperate Hours on WMFO Group. And yeah, I outtalked my bumper. Here we go.
Characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Picnic parties every day, moonlight walks and salty spray. I got a summer job, taking care of the one I love. Driving flicks and holding hands, ice cream pops and groovy tans. I got a summer job, taking care of the one I love. Won't let her stay out in the sun too long. Swim out where the waves are strong. Anytime she needs me, I'll be there. Gonna give my baby the best of care. Love and kisses, that's for me. I'm as happy as can be. I love my summer job, taking care of the one I love. My baby, the best of care. Love and kisses, that's for me. I'm as happy as can be. I love my summer job, taking care of the one I love. Yeah, I love my summer job, taking care of the one I love.
Are my methods unsound?
Time for the pain. Hi, it's Rich Firestone from beautiful downtown Radio Deer Camp headquarters, checking in with my producer, Harry. Say hello, Harry. And we're all listening to the Desperate Hours. You know, Harry, the Desperate Hours, the only thing worth getting out of bed for on a Thursday, with your host, Alex Biandas, the disc jockey whose voice makes my throat hurt. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's 6:28 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. As we head in the holiday weekend, the station wants you to know, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. Back me up once again. Danny and Demons with Countdown. Just heard Jimmy Neighbors, Jim Neighbors, and I'm Working from 1958 on Roulette. Well, at the Vogues, big hit for them, 5 O'Clock World, originally released on CO and CE in 1965, the local Pittsburgh label, where it did hit, but it wound up on Vogue's Greatest Hits, 1969 on Epic. What was the reprise? I don't know. I think I put Epic out by Reflex. Before that, David John and the Move with Digging for Gold, originally released on Parlophone in the UK, produced by Joe Meek. I got off the compilation English Freak Beat, Volume 6, a CD version, 1996 on AIP. And before that, Brian Hyland, with Summer Job, the B-side to Seal with a Kiss, 1962 on ABC Paramount. And we kicked off the set, the second set of the evening, with Simon Grace and the Tuesday Blues with You Won't Get Me Working. Originally released on Round Records in 1967, I got off of Quagmire Volume 3, 2004 on Retrogene in Australia. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Hey now, you better listen to me, every one of you. We've got a lot of work to do. Forget about your women and that water can. Today you're working for the man. To meet, I'm gonna see you make it on time. Oh, don't relax, I want elbows and backs. I wanna see everybody from behind. 'Cause you're working for the man. You're working for the man. You gotta make him a hand. You're working for the man. Picking him up and I'm laying him down. I believe he's gonna work me into the ground. I pull to the left, I heave to the right. I ought to kill him, but it wouldn't be right. 'Cause I'm working for the man. I'm working for the man. They're both gonna be all mine. Yeah, I'm gonna be the man. I'm gonna be the man. Gotta make him a man. If I'm gonna be the man, I'm working for the man. I'm working for the man. I gotta
Hi,
make
I'm Rob.
A
and
man.
I'm Laura.
From the Estate Owns the Ghost Show in Brooklyn, New York.
We were listening to the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO.
And we got sucked into some psychedelic cosmic blue.
Happy. we won't be happy.
Hey, this is MJ Quirk from Club Linehan Agogo, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo, Alex Piandez, on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
On March 8, 1960, the whole 22 mine exploded that day. There were 20 men trapped down in that mine. Only two lucky miners got away. They crawled through a pipe for one half mile. They were free, you should have seen them smile. But 18 men were still trapped down there. Their lights snapped out cause there was no air. But Willie Carter and brave Cale Blair returned to the scene to assist over there. Oh, they labored so hard, both day and night. They knew the fire in the mine, they had to fight. The folks came to help from miles around to rescue those who were in the ground. The children cried, the wives were so sad in the tragedy. Oh, it's terribly sad. The gas spread quickly, so they said. The 18 men were lost, and we knew they were dead. And they never again dig that dirty coal. The miners' heaven was made of solid gold. Yeah. On March the 8th, 1960, the Holden 22 mine exploded that day. There were 20 men trapped down in that mine, but only two lucky miners got away. Two lucky miners got away. Yeah. Two lucky miners got away.
I worked so hard, my blisters turned black.
JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM. WMFO in Memphis. Let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. Just heard The Ventures and their version of the Work song, off-covered instrumental from the Wild Things LP. Came out in 1966 on Dalton. Well, that's the Atlantics, the Australian version. Song I played quite a bit, going back probably close to 25 years anyway. On this show, the Atlantics with Come On, originally released on Sunshine in Australia in 1967. I got off of Ugly Things, the CD, came out in 1992 on Raven in Australia. Before that, our Keith of the Week, Rod Keith, with the explosion of the Holden 22 Mine off of Black Phoenix Blues 2013 on Roratorio, originally released on Preview in 1972. But at a brief interlude with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, There's Always Work from the Hard Road LP, came out in 1967 on London. With that, Mogilar from Turkey, a track called Hard Work, originally released on the Cyan label in Turkey in 1968. I got off the compilation Havan Aguila, came out in 2001 on Bacchus Archives, and we kicked it off with Roy Orbison with Paul Boers Orchestra and Chorus with Working for the Man, 1962 on Monument. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
You know, we have a lot of hard work to do today.
What might that be, Jonathan?
Well, we got a lot of hard work today. We got a rock at the government center to make the secretaries feel better when they put the stamps on the letter. They got a lot of great desks and chairs now at the government center where they put the stamps on the letter and then they write it down in the ledger. So we got a rocker non-stop tonight, at the government center where they put the stamps on the letter and then they write it down in the ledger. We won't stop until we see secretaries smile and see some office boys jump up for joy. We'll tell old Mr. Ahern, calm down while, sir, that's the only way the center is ever gonna get better. So we gotta rock a non-stop tonight at the government center where they put the stamps on the letter and then they write it down in the ledger. Oh, tonight we'll make them feel alright. Oh, tonight, what you say, man?
Make them feel
better. Oh, yes, tonight we'll go there tonight. We'll take the everything we got. We'll take the amp, we'll take the guitars, we'll do anything just to make the secretaries feel better at the government center. Oh, tonight, man. And yes, tonight. Oh, let's hear about it. I feel good, let's make them feel good. All right.
This is Payload Peggy.
This is Air Brigadonis. Keep your nose between the ditches and smoke you out of your britches.
It's nothing but green lights, white lines, and Alex to keep you warm and jacked up.
On the Desperate Hours on WMFO, Medford.
Now gather around, folks, and I'll tell you a little story about a Harlan County coal loader. His name was John Henry Murray, but we always just called him
Coal Loading Johnny. Coal Loading Johnny. Coal Loading Johnny was a loader. He laid the track cause he had the back and he could make a pickup order.
Now the boss said he loaded 40 tons a day. I guess it takes a lot of man to work that way on a big black mountain where the coal stick. Used to see Johnny coming with his shovel and pick. Every working day he would walk in the mines. 28 years and he's still on time. Crawl in on your knees and the top crowd your spine. There's not enough room to even change your mind.
Coal loading Johnny, coal loading Johnny, coal loading Johnny was a loader. He laid the track cause he had the bag and he could make a pick-up order.
He loaded 9 nine cars and started number 10. But Johnny didn't know he'd never load again. Along about midnight, his heart missed a beat. And when the boss found him, he was dead on his feet.
Coal Load Johnny, Coal Load Johnny, Coal Load Johnny was a loader. He laid the track cause he had the back, and he could make a big cut order.
And now that's my story, but I'll give you some good advice. I've loaded coal myself once or twice. It's a whole lot of job with a small amount of pay. Never buy a pick and shovel and you'll live a longer day.
Coal Loading Johnny, Coal Loading Johnny, Coal Loading Johnny was a loader. He laid the track cause he had the back, and he could make a big cut of order.
You've got a weird sense of humor.
Try again. I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
It's 6:59 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Back me up, of course. I told you a couple of times, Danny and the Demons were Countdown. Just heard Montrose from the first album, Sammy Hagar vocals, if you were wondering how familiar that sounded. Most of you know anyway. But I Don't Want It from the Montrose LP 1973 on Warner Bros. Well, at the Cramps from the Look Mom No Head CD, came out in 1991, A Restless and Hardworking Man. For that, Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys with the B-side to the Ballad of Jed Clampett with Cold Load and Johnny, 1962 on Columbia. And we kicked off the set, the last set of the first hour, with Jonathan Richman and Government Center, previous unreleased. I don't know when it was recorded or anything, but I got off the compilation